And a very common accident was for that hub to come off and your wheel to come off and wreck your buggy.
Huh.
You had a four-wheel instrument. If one wheel fell off, you would meet a disaster.
Yeah. Now, what'd you call that part, maybe the bar of wood, when the horse was hitched up, the traces were fastened to? You ever have a name for that?
Yeah, single tree.
Okay.
And double tree.
Okay. What was the double tree?
That was where you had two horses and a tree, two trees. It sounds queer, but you'd have two single trees on one strip of course.
Okay. Now, what would you use to break ground with in the spring?
I don't know of anything other than just plows. It was a slang word you used, sod buster, you know, for new ground.
Do you have any different types of plows?
Yes, there were, but I can't give you names of them. We had plows that ran from sod busters to cultivators.
What about, maybe something after you plowed, you used to break the ground and find it?
Yeah. It was, you had to break it up pieces, but we had to have a lot of little palms on it.
Yeah.
I think that's called cultivator. I'm not sure.
Harrow?
Harrow. Mm-hmm. And a horse. Usually an animal-drawn thing. In later years, it was mostly motorized. It always looked like a nice piece of ground. You would plow it up in the spring, turn under the grass, and then harrow it. Some farmers harrowing it would remove the grass. Growth matter, and then the field would be smooth, ready for whatever they want to plant. Broadcast, I don't know the time they use, but you broadcast some things, and other things you plant in rows.
Yeah. Yeah, you call that the what, those rows cut by the plow?
Furrows?
Okay.
Furrows. There's no political term one Mississippi politician uses. If I'm elected, I will plow a furrow right down to the end.
To the end?
Yeah, then I will start and begin and I'll never leave. I'll plow it right down to the end. He wanted to emphasize his devotion and consistency.
Now, if there was a log in the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that, not the only word you apply to that, would be skidding. We used to, you'd cut a single log out in the woods and tie a rope to it and pull it out, and they call that skidding it out. But I don't know just that about moving any obstruction. Roads. There was a way of building roads in wet country they called washboard roads.
Really?
They would put young timber, young logs or saplings crosswise on the road and together like that.
Uh-huh.
And that enabled the vehicle and horse to travel over it.